Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, wow. Y'all looking good.
It's nothing here.
All right. And we thank you for coming up.
Now, to those callers that are in my crew, if you have questions when we open up the question and answering segment for Pastor Gabriel, just press 1 and I'll let me know that you have. But we're going to jump right into this thing. For those who don't know Pastor Gabriel, let the people know who you are.
I'm the son of Dave Allen, Dean Gabriel Stafford. I had three sisters, one passed, and have a brother, Rick Gabriel. Played sports in college. Started my own business and was very successful in it. Got to the ministry. I've been pastoring now for 24 years, I believe. And
okay.
So I started my church from scratch and just a few family and friends, and we're still standing.
Okay. Now, tell our audience where the name of the church is located. So if anybody's in the vicinity, they can drop in if you missed.
The address is 3222 North Rhode Island, Church of the Living God. 3222 North Rhode Island, Church of the Living God, temple number 355.
And that's in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, correct?
Yes.
All right, we want to make sure we give them all that information. Now, one thing that I know about you, you're a powerful man of God. I mean, you preach well, you teach even better. I always call you the demonologist because, God has gifted you to look into a man's spirit and love to tell them what they need to make the turnaround.
Yes, he has, and I thank him. But like I was telling one of my members today, you oftentimes, when you're going through it, you don't know that you don't really realize that God is processing you. So the process in the turnaround is what's very challenging, because oftentimes the process is not an easy path. So I want everybody on the phone that may be in the midst of a storm to know that God, the book of James said, count it all joy when you fall in the divers temptations, knowing that the trying of your faith. See, I wanted God to fix it right there. But God, our creator, knows how to get the best out of those that he created. And so I just want to encourage somebody that may be listening on the phone, that may be in the midst of your storm. I just want them to know that God will get the best out of your story. He will. He's working it out as
well. And your faith has to be bigger than your doubt.
I was talking to a young lady today, and she was a little fragile, but thank God for believers around that can pray us through and be there to comfort us, because that Bible says the trying of your faith. Everybody during the trying process, oftentimes you'll fall. I got to admit that I had some bad mental stages and some bad breakdowns.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God for saints that loved me enough to pray. Thank God for folk that knew how to pray and deal with spiritual warfare. Because I tell people all the time, our battle will never, ever be the person we hear nor the person we see. It's a spiritual thing going on daily for soul control. And so the key to turning our life around, it's not fighting with one another.
Amen. Now, I want to ask you, I'm going to open up a little later and just allow you to give us some words of encouragement and whatever God places in your heart. But tell our listeners about this turnaround. I know you're coming out with a book called The Turnaround. God is doing so many things. You know, we're getting ready to do a conference called The Turnaround. But tell people from your heart to theirs, what is The Turnaround?
The turnaround is simply realizing that two things. One, I can't do it by myself. Lord, I need you. And then wanting to live a life that's pleasing to the Lord. Because until we love God and pleasing God is more important than pleasing our flesh, we can't even begin. So once I've truly realized who God is and who he's been in my life and who he's still, his son, came. Because you can't, we say we love God. But anybody you truly love, you don't want to hurt. You don't want to disappoint. And it hurts you when they hurt. So I want to tell somebody that conviction, it's good because conviction shows that you still care. So conviction has to come before cleansing. Chastening has to come before cleansing. So don't get all upset because you have fallen. It's when falling don't affect you that you're in trouble, that we're in trouble. See, when sin doesn't affect us, what makes you think God's going to keep protecting us? So I just want people to be encouraged and realize that the same God that looked beyond all my messy mess, and Wanda is, my story's a mess, but the same God, you know, that 9 children, 8 out of wedlock, 11 with my wives too, but the same God that said, are you ready now? When I said, here I am, Lord, the turnaround came. So the turnaround is about not being happy where you are and yet wanting to do something about it. But realizing we can't do it on our own. Thus comes our help.
Amen. Now, what was your pivotal turnaround moment? You told a little bit about your background.
Yeah.
But what was the one thing that you said, I have to turn around?
When I lost, I had started a business called in Excel Communications. I was in the top money earners. I had 4,000 representatives under me that I'd get profit off everything they'd done. And when I lost, I would get a $20,000 bonus every Christmas. Well, and I'm not bragging. I'm just saying what was happening. And I was making between $10,000 and $15,000 on top of that a month. But I never saw what God was getting ready to do happen. A young lady in Arkansas in my business started just signing people up out the phone book, and that's called slamming. I got a call, and they said, you can walk away or fight us. So I just walked away. Imagine leaving a six-figure income just like that. And I said, I had been in several recording groups. I graduated from Langston University. I mean, so I've been a go-getter all my life. But when I lost something that I had been building for 7 years, when I lost it in one day, I was crying like a baby. And then God called me to ministry. You know, and I knew what nobody but God keeping my mind together. Because how do you go from six-figure income to working for $7.25? You know, How do you go from your car payment being more than most people's house payment? I mean, so God really broke me to make me. He broke me down to my brake pad. Yeah, I wouldn't want that on nobody. But the funny thing, I couldn't sleep. And I knew God was calling me to ministry, but I like I said, my record, 9 kids, 8 out of wedlock, how I'm going to tell anybody anything? Now I lost my business. Now, Lord, you calling me to ministry? I said, Lord, I know you ain't talking audibly no more, but unless I hear somebody say that you called me, I ain't making a move. A few hours later, I get a call from one of my representatives. They didn't know that I had lost my business. The young lady asked me if I had some service requests for her. We agreed to meet somewhere. Soon as I pulled up, she said, "Can I sit down?" She got in my car. It was like a vault shut. She said, "God has called you to ministry. He knows what you have need of before you ask. God's called you to ministry. You're going to be great in ministry. But God's called you to ministry." That woman got out of my car one day. I never seen her again. And so when I was so nervous, I called my mother. Evangelist Dave out of Stafford, I called my mother. She said, "Bob, I don't fool me. That's who we are. That's what we do." She said, "But if you want to impress me, you let your walk be bigger than your talk." And that stuck with me. And so that stuck with me because a mother knows her child.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so when you lose your financial income and you lose your mental stability and you're just broken, and then God calls you to ministry, that can be devastating. But thanks be to God, obedience is better than sacrifice. Here I am, Lord. You can use
Amen.
With my record. Here I am. And so, if you want to know what the breaking point was he broke me down financially, emotionally, spiritually, socially. I mean, broke.
So what you're telling me is you had a Job experience.
Yes, a personal Job experience.
Yes. And you just stated you lost your job and everything that meant a lot to you in one day. But look at God. Mm-hmm.
You can't make me doubt it. You can't make me doubt it.
Well, I know that really made an impact on me is when I read one of your turnaround posts where you said, you know, you got tired of disappointing God.
That's the only way true change can come. When you are sick and tired of being sick and tired, of being a disappointment to God, change got to come.
Amen. Now, if you don't mind, sir, I'm going to play one more song, and then I'm going to come back to you and let you give us some words of encouragement on whatever God lays upon your heart to say to our listening. Is that okay with you?
Let's do it.
All right, and I'm getting ready to play to you another one of my favorite songs. You know, I'm a music lover, and I want you to check this out.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is not a drill. It's time for you to see what you want to see, and if you win it, then repeat after me. Come on.
Every time I turn around, blessing, blessing. Every time I turn around. Blessings on blessings. Every time I turn around, blessings, blessings. Yeah, every time I turn around.
Blazing the World Radio. We are ministry and music. You were just listening to Blessings on Blessings by Anthony Brown. All the music I played today, you can download it on your favorite digital outlet. But welcome back with our co-host and our special guest, Pastor Elmer Gabriel. Now, Pastor, I'm just going to open it up right now and allow you to share with our listening audience what God has placed in your heart.
Okay. I just want to make sure that everyone listening understands the cost of the cross. In Romans, the fifth chapter, Paul said, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith in his grace, wherein we stand. Remember that. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also. It is the going through with the right attitude that gives God the highest form of glory. Knowing that tribulations work in patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. That hope is a blessed assurance. But I want you to see, because so many of us don't understand, verse 8 says, but God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So many people are going around saying they're saved, but giving Satan power because they're saying, I'm just a sinner. Ain't nobody perfect but God. Wrong on two accounts. Jesus, three facets of salvation, past salvation, from the penalties of sin. You can go look at where Ephesians 2, 2nd chapter 8 verse. Present salvation from the power of sin in our daily life. Romans 5 and 10 says, for if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. Then there's future salvation from the actual presence of sin. See, in this flesh, y'all, dwells no good thing. But I got to quit saying I'm not perfect. Because now I'm slamming the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is that perfect God DNA that reconciled me back in good standing. And Christ paid cross every sin we will ever commit. So I'm saved, but my mistake don't make me who he brought me out of. If I'm a new creature, you can't put that label sinner on me. So as believers, we got to understand how strong and powerful our words are. I'm not just a sinner saved by grace. I'm not a sinner, period, because everything, every mistake I will ever make has been paid for on the cross, and the Holy Spirit is that perfect thing in me. I am perfect while yet being perfected. And because of the cost of the cross, and I'm going to let you go. But there's five things I want everybody on this call to remember. The compassion costs, the change, and the charge to carry on. We got to learn how to get up and say, I'm sorry. And say, Lord, here I am. Thus, the beginning of the turnaround.
Well, amen. Now, at this point, I'm going to open up the lines, and if anybody has a question or a comment for Pastor Gabriel, All you got to do is press 1, and I'll be able to pull you in, and you can ask your question or you can give a comment. This is your time. But while we're waiting on comments, I want you to also elaborate a little bit more when you say, you know, when you're talking about the cross and what it did for us and how it liberated us and how it set us free. What should people take away from what you just said?
Satan can only work the spirit of oppression to depress the believer. He can't occupy our bodies. He can only work to occupy our mind. Jesus paid and gave us a get-out-of-jail-free card. We need to learn to say, Lord, I'm sorry. Forgive me. Here I am. I want you to get the glory out of my life story. And once we learn how to pray, how to worship, how to serve with all I got. I may have liquor on my breath, but Lord, here I am. I'm still smoking, but Lord, here I am. You woke me up. Here I am. He'll take us, y'all, just like we are, but he loves us too much to leave us like we are.
Well, amen. Now, tell our listeners, what is next for you? What are some of the things you got going on? You know, if you have any announcements, share with our listeners what's going on.
I want to really, I mean really, I'm trusting God to bless us with a platform where we can really teach people their value, one, how Christ values them. And then, because once I know my worth, once I know how he sees me, then that low self-esteem is gone. And then, secondly, I'm trusting God to give us a format where we can teach people how to really pray for their loved ones, for their wayward children, how to get those spirits off of them, how to cover them, how to cancel the Satan's assignment against them. Because, Wanda, you do know that Satan has a well-equipped army. And if we don't learn how can we help our family? So those are two things that I look forward to doing, teaching people how to pray, the power of prayer, and want to show them how Christ values us. Because once I realize that he did it all for me, Christ will always have a body. And he became flesh and took on all my sins because he loves me. That's awesome.
Amen. I think one of the things that every believer has to understand that God has a plan for our lives. And so as I say that, I want you to expound on us to understand the plan that God has for our lives. Not the plan he has for me, that's different than the plan he has for you, but we have to learn how to trust the process. You said that in the beginning. So elaborate a little bit on understanding the plan that God has for you.
No. One thing that helps me is realizing before I got in my mom's womb, God knew me, spent time with me, communed with me, and he knows everything that I'm going through, good, bad, ugly, and still wakes me up in the morning because he has a plan. So the key is understanding that I got to stop doing things that keep my plan in a holding pattern, keep me stuck like Chuck. I got to start submitting, surrendering, and serving, and singing, for the joy of the Lord is my strength. Lord, help me bring that, remember that. Submitting, surrendering, and serving, and singing. I can't allow nothing that happened in my day to steal my joy. I got to realize that everything's going to be all right because I'm His. I got to realize even when it don't feel good, it's going to be all right. Even when the facts are all stacked up against me, I got a Father that sits high and looks low, and He loves me.
Amen. Now, we're getting ready to close out of this episode, but you'll be back with me next Thursday as we'll have a special guest, and I'll make that announcement. This guest is going to blow everybody away. Make sure you want to be on this next week's call, same time. But I'm going to allow you to give us some final remarks as we get ready to close.
Please know that God would never leave you nor forsake you. You're precious, wonderful in His sight, and the best is yet to come. Y'all, we're going to turn it around together. So have a blessed day, and we'll see you next week.
Amen. Well, you've been listening to Blazing the World Radio with your girl Wanda Adams and with Pastor Elmer Gabriel. Mark your calendar for next Thursday, and we'll see you then. God bless each and every one of you, and we love you to life.
Yes, we do. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.